There's Mahia Nathan. Tēnā koe Mahia, ngohi nui nui kia koe he tirangatira Mahia.
Tēnā koe, Dave.
Tēnā koe. Well, they're coming back. And that's a good thing, isn't it, Mahia? I was just talking about social interaction in the mental and physical development of young people. You're just not going to get it done looking at a screen, are you?
No. But, you know, that comes with certain risks as well, Dale. You know, so it's a question of finding the right balance, measuring the extent to which it's important that they get to interact with their friends that they haven't seen for, 3 months, as far as their mental well-being is concerned. But it's also important to ensure that there's minimum risk in terms of the further spread of the virus. So, yeah, it's a really fine balancing act there. And for me, it's about, you know, different strokes for different folks and not one size fits all. So different schools are going to have to deal with it in a different way. And that's how we look at it.
Okay. Mahia, so how have you prepared here? Would it literally mean moving desks around in the room so the kids are separated? And then you got the issue of vaccination for staff. So talk with us about some of your safety protocols and the cordial that's gone in their development, please.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, one size doesn't fit all. So October the 14th, the whānau and the board had a meeting, online meeting, and right from the get-go, when they announced that schools were to open for year 11, 12 and 13, we made a decision that we weren't going to open the wharekura, nor were we going to open Te Kura Kapapa Māori or Manurewa until such time we had the Prime Minister and her cabinet move us all down to level 2. And so that hasn't happened. So basically, the wharekura won't be open until such time where we go to level 2, and neither will Te Kura Kapapa Māori or Manurewa. And we have a raft of reasons for that, but primarily it's because, first and foremost, you know, we can't ensure that the health and safety of Rotorua. First and foremost, you know, the health and safety of our Tauira is paramount. And at this stage, given some of the things that we're hearing on the news, you know, Manurewa is a place of interest, so we're one of the 5 or 6 communities that have been identified. The high number of in fact, Māori as an ethnic group are probably the highest in terms of the number of cases that are presenting, and, you know, we're a Māori kura. So at the end of the day, Dale, I think it's good that some schools are going to open, but, you know, there's a risk attached to that, and we've decided that we won't be open until we move to level 2.
And I think a lot of parents will agree with you. Can you see much point in bringing the kids back for what's effectively 4 weeks and then 6 weeks off again? What do you think the ministry is trying to do here, Mahia?
I think the ministry are weighing up, looking at it in terms of balance. I think there's some merit in bringing the kids back home because, you know, it's been 3 months nearly that the kids have been disconnected physically from their school, from their mates, from their kaiako. And so I think there's a concern in the ministry, some schools in particular, that if you continue to keep the kids locked up at home, the transition back to school next year, Dale, I think that's the issue. Back to next year is going to be that more difficult for the kids, especially for the younger kids. So, you know, I'm not against them opening up the schools. That's up to each school. It's their prerogative to decide what's best for their tauira. But I think from the ministry point of view, they see this attempt at the end of this year, perhaps to get the kids involved again for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, as a way of mitigating, I guess, the return of students back to school next year. I think that's the reason.
I get that feeling as well. You've got a feel for the COVID kids. Others in the education sector have said, well, let's not underestimate the skills or traits that they've developed during this period, many displaying resilience and resourcefulness as a result of the situation, and perhaps these are good tools going forward. Would you agree with that kōrero, Mahia?
Yeah, so I've been ringing around parents for the last 2 or 3 days, getting some feedback in terms of what's happening, you know, in their own households. particularly with Aotearoa, you know, where Wharekura and NCA is a big issue at the moment for us. So it's a question of for us, a couple of priorities. One is to ensure that our kids complete their internal assessments. And two, of course, 22nd of November, the exams start. For our Wharekura kids, we've decided to implement a couple of strategies. One is to look at the unexpected event grade that the NZQA have put in place, specifically for students who can't sit exams, and also for students to enable them to complete their internal assessment. So I've just spoken to the parents and said, you know, don't be too worried about NCA. I think with what they've covered in terms of the tools that NZQA have provided for all the schools, not just for Wharekura. So they're pretty happy about that because that's been the main concern, especially for our year 13, given this is their last year. And, you know, some of them are looking towards university. So I think with the special conditions that have been implemented by NZQA and the ministry, we've been able to alleviate some of those concerns as far as the year 13 is concerned. So it's not that we're sitting at home doing nothing. We're still delivering our classes, and we're looking at, you know, putting in place those systems to allow our kids to complete their internals and also to sit the exams. Some of it's online, but primarily we'll be using what they call the unexpected event grade process.
Okay. Might you explain that too? Because this is to do with the exams and assessment.
Yes.
Must be pretty damn hard, really, for teaching staff to try and work out where kids are at when they haven't been at school or just doing, you know, minimal digital connectivity. But how much pressure does that put on you to try and assess where they're at?
Yeah, well, it's huge. You can't beat the physical contact, face-to-face, kanui ki te kanui. But at the end of the day, yeah, we've decided that it's all about risk and it's all about making sure that our kids are safe. But what we think the tools that we have in terms of delivering our programs now online, we think they're sufficient to be able to meet the needs of our Tauira in terms of the assessments, internal assessments, and getting their credits that they need for level 1, 2, and 3. The other thing is we're also trialing online assessments, external exams, and looking at that as a possibility. But ultimately, NZQA have offered to all schools this unexpected event grade process, specifically to address the negative impact, I guess, that COVID has had on schools, senior schools. A lot of schools have taken that up. Other schools have brought their senior students in. A couple of weeks of study, and I think next week most of them go on study leave anyway. So at least, I guess they feel that the 3 weeks that they've been in for is sufficient to prepare them for the exams. But we just haven't had that luxury now. So we're going straight to the UEG, unexpected event grade process. And so we're going to deal with those external exams using that. So I think we've got both bases covered, but it's all about, you know, I guess, mitigating the anxiety that the students have, the 11, 12 and 13, and also the parents have at the moment around exams.
Mahia, you've been very generous with your thoughts and sharing them with us on Irirangi Wātea. And once again, thank you. Ngā mihi nui kākwe.
Kia ora tātou.
It's